Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Aegis Logistics Limited Q2 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Raj Chandaria, Chairman and Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Good evening. I'm joined by our Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Murad Moledina, and we will be presenting the Q2 FY24 results. At the end of our Q1 earnings call, I had mentioned that the company was very well positioned to continue delivering on its mission, which is to store and distribute bulk liquids and gases in a safe and sustainable manner. I'm pleased to report that in Q2, we did just that, and in the process have notched up an important milestone. For the first time, we have delivered a throughput volume of 1 million metric tons of LPG in a single quarter. It was only a few years ago when we celebrated the crossing of a 1 million metric tons throughput for the whole year. So the liquids business has also performed very well, with all the sites operating at a high capacity utilization, including the newly commissioned capacity in Haldia and the newly acquired capacity in Kandla. Now, this solid operational performance has enabled us to deliver a strong set of financial results for the quarter, with EBITDA of 231 crores and profit after tax of 150 crores, representing a 48% increase over the same quarter last year. Mr. Moledina, our CFO, will provide more details later in the call. I would like to provide an update on the progress of the various growth projects since we reported at the end of Q1. Now, as a reminder, these are the projects that we are implementing as part of the 1,750 crore investment program that we announced in June 2023. The two additional spheres at Pipavav have been completed and commissioned in this quarter, representing an additional static capacity of 3,700 metric tons, and these are now ready for business in Q3. The LPG bottling plant at Kandla has been completed in this quarter as well. The new liquids 110,000 kiloliter terminal at JNPT is progressing well and expected to be operational by the end of FY24. New liquids capacity expansion at Mangalore and Kochi is well underway and also expected to be operational by the end of FY24. And the two major cryogenic LPG projects at Pipavav and Mangalore of 45,000 metric tons and 85,000 metric tons, respectively, are also on budget and on time. And of course, these two projects represent the bulk of that 1,750 crore investment program. On a general note, we continue to seek opportunities, whether in the form of acquisitions, brownfield expansions, or greenfield sites, and also in the area of sustainable fuel and new energy that are consistent with our vision of supporting India's transition to a more sustainable future. Now, looking forward, we expect the strong momentum we have seen in Q2 to carry on for the rest of the year. And with the various projects that are underway, we are confident of executing really well on our mission as we move into next year. I'd now like to hand over the line to Mr. Moledina to present the financial performance in detail. Murad, over to you.
Yeah. Good evening. Both our divisions delivered strong performance in the last quarter, driven by the highest lifetime revenues and profitability in the liquid division once again, and highest throughput volumes in the gas division. For the group as a whole, EBITDA for Q2 FY24 was 231 crore, an increase of 26% compared to the same period last year. Profit after tax increased by 48% in Q2 FY24 to rupees 150 crores compared to 101 crores in Q2 FY23. Earnings per share also increased to 3.62 as compared to 2.66 in Q3 FY23, a gain of 36%. Overall, revenues in Q2 FY24 did decrease by 43% on a consolidated basis, but that was driven mainly by lower volume and prices in the sourcing business. I would like now like to provide you some more details on the individual segments. Liquid has delivered another record performance in this quarter. The revenues for Q2 FY24 were 117 crore, an increase of 10% year-on-year basis. We delivered the highest ever EBITDA for the quarter at 79.5 crore versus 69.4 crore in the previous year, which is a modest increase of 15%. This improved performance can be attributed to the new capacity coming online as well as acquisitions. Gas has also delivered record volumes in our logistics business, and we experienced stable growth in our distribution business, resulting in EBITDA growing from 114.4 crore in the same period last year to 151.2 crore for Q2 of this year. This represents a 32% increase. Now let me give you volume details of each subsegment. Throughput volumes. The LPG volumes for Q2 FY24 handled at all four terminals, Mumbai, Haldia, Kandla and Pipavav, were 1.02 million metric ton versus 830,000 metric tons in Q2 of FY23, an increase of 23%. This is a lifetime record performance of this subsegment of the business. There are a number of factors that has contributed to this. Our operations at Haldia port getting normalized, Pipavav upgrading the jetty and is now handling several VLGCs. Mumbai continues to operate at full capacity with all three NOC bringing imports, and the new terminal at Kandla also fully operational and delivering on our expectations. Distribution volumes. We had a stable growth in our distribution business in Q2. The volumes increased by 13% as against Q2 FY23 volumes. The commercial, industrial and auto segment combined handled 131,000 metric ton in Q2 FY24 versus 116,000 metric ton in Q2 of FY23. The margins of this division also remain stable. With Kandla LPG terminal operationally stabilized, we believe that the distribution business will now continue to register steady growth. Sourcing volume. The sales volume of the sourcing business in Q2 FY24 was 174,000 metric ton versus 228,000 metric ton in Q2 of FY23. Overall revenues in Q2 FY24 were 1,118 crore versus 2,044 crore in Q2 of FY23, a decline of 45% year-on-year. This was driven mainly by lower sourcing volume as well as lower international LPG prices as compared to the last year. We are not concerned by this as it has low impact on our profits. However, we do expect the sourcing volume and prices to increase and stabilize in the future. The financial position of the company remains robust with low debt, strong cash flows and a solid balance sheet. With this, I now hand over this line to the moderator to start the question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Ashwini Agarwal from Demeter Advisors LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, Raj. Good evening, Rao. Congratulations, good set of numbers. So the question I have has to do with the evolving energy landscape. Of late, there's been an increasing amount of concern in the natural gas market where there is obviously a fear that the consumption and demand for natural gas will decline in the years ahead as more of electricity via green initiatives becomes available. At the same time, the production of natural gas from Indian fields has also started to increase. So I just wanted to understand, how should we think about that having an impact on the LPG market and into your transportation and distribution business in LPG? How do you see this risk playing out over the next couple of years?
Well, let me add, let me answer this, and then Mr. Raj can add in case he has any other point. So there is a very distinct difference between LNG and LPG. LPG, 90%, almost 90% of the consumption is towards cooking gas. It's not for power or electricity. However, I can tell you that as far as calorific value of LPG versus LNG is concerned, LNG is 75% less than propane, which is one of the gas in LPG basket. As far as LPG is concerned, in fact, what we have seen since last year is a distinct realization that propane and LPG are really now coming into forefront of being a very good alternative fuel for industrial use. So we have seen a huge increase as far as consumption in addition to cooking gas, which of course LPG is mostly used for in India. We are seeing a very good demand for propane and LPG as a fuel for industrial use. The classic example is Morbi, where once we started our Kandla LPG terminal, we have been doing a lot of distribution bulk sale to that industrial cluster, and now we are looking for more and more industrial cluster to deliver propane and LPG as an alternative fuel. So I think as far as, of course, as you said about supply, LPG and propane do not fall in the same category as LNG. We can easily import LPG and propane into the country. I don't know if Mr. Raj would like to add anything.
Yeah, no, I think you've covered most of the points. I mean, we are pretty confident. This is not a new debate. LPG and LNG or natural gas coexist around the world. India is a pretty unique situation that LPG actually has been the main fuel for the last 50, 60 years. And it is only recently that LNG and natural gas has started coming in. LNG and natural gas are much more difficult to handle, much more capital intensive projects. We don't believe that it represents a serious threat to the growth of the LPG business. Both will coexist, both will expand. The demand for energy, of cleaner energy, is definitely there. We think that the LNG price and the LNG supply will be a little more erratic because of the, big switch to non-Russian sources of LNG in Europe. So, that's always going to be a problem for a country like India when there's a big surge in demand from Europe over the winter. Cargoes get diverted, and so industrial customers here are looking for, alternatives and more reliable, consistent supplies like which we can give through LPG. So I think I'm not particularly concerned about that.
Would auto gas part of your business be at risk because of the push the government is making towards EV, especially in commercial vehicles?
No, I don't think so. I mean, auto gas, our main market is on the auto rickshaws in auto gas. In any case, it's not a huge part of our business. It's a small and niche part of the business. We continue to sign up dealers for auto gas volume growth is muted, but margins are attractive and we continue to roll out. So I'm not particularly concerned about that either.
Okay, wonderful to hear. Thank you so much. I'll come back in the queue with more questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Priyankar Biswas from BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Thanks, sir. Congratulations to everyone on the team for the results. My first question is, can you just, first of all, give us the split of the distribution volumes like you used to give, like between auto gas and the rest?
Priyankar, that we are not having it at the moment. We have stopped giving that breakup because bulk LPG now almost forms part of, it's almost 80% of the distribution volumes. And packed and auto LPG, is
export.
Okay. Yeah. So on that related line, so my related question is, so what sort of discount right now is, let's say, propane versus natural gas at this industrial clusters in Gujarat, based on your assessment? And what is your outlook, given that winter is coming, so how much this discount can go up?
Yeah, the discount to what? The discount of propane over LNG,
natural gas. Yes.
I think what one can say is between 15% to 20% would always be there. The calorific value difference is probably the difference which is there most of the time in the year. In a few months that would so we can safely say that the difference is between 15% to 25%. So for example, SCM price today would be somewhere around 46 for Morbi. So if you divide by 0.75 and then compare with and of course add VAT of 6%, and then you compare with the LPG price coming into the country, you'll see this difference.
Okay, I get that. So that's broadly clear. So what is your expectation? Like in the coming few months, as you were mentioning that with the winter, there would be pressure on natural gas supplies. So in that case, would it be fair to say that so the discount will widen, like LPG's propane discount, and possibly you can do better volumes in the distribution? So how do you look at that segment?
Yeah, I think, it is expected that LNG price will, of course, go up in the winter. But of course, LPG prices also will go up in the winter. They sort of move in tandem. So I don't think we want to be in the game of predicting exactly quarter to quarter how much extra profit we will make from some kind of trading game, because we're not really in that business. But I think what I can say is that the expectation is that since the opening up of our Kandla terminal and our ability to service the industrial clients in Gujarat has become really strong. And we are seen as reliable suppliers who always have inventory to deliver when you need it. And I think a lot of customers appreciate that. So I would prefer that we emphasize, Priyanka, that Aegis is a solid, reliable supplier of energy for your industry and, of gas, rather than trying to see how we can extract a better price and so on. Obviously, we try our best.
Yeah, well, I think just to add here, looking at what you said, coming winter and the supply constraints as far as NG is concerned, I can actually safely say that the path is more difficult for NG rather than propane or LPG going forward from here on. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so my understanding is then ideally in such a case, then the volume should improve. I mean, distribution volumes, let's say the next few quarters, if that be the case.
That also depends on what mix we would like to do, because you know it's a balance between throughput and distribution. So it is not necessary that as you know supplies always need to be planned, shipping etc. So it depends on number of factors. But yes, definitely margins would vary. You know, looking at what is the ground situation as far as supply of NG and supply of LPG is concerned. But we do expect steady, like we have always said, steady increase in distribution volume year on year from now on. Again, I repeat that LPG is becoming, or propane for that matter, is becoming a very good alternative fuel for industrial use. So that is established beyond doubt. We started a year back. And if we look back last 12 months, I think this is established beyond doubt.
I'm just squeezing in just one last question from my side. So given that you have done 1 million ton plus, so what exit level of volumes are you looking for FY24? I mean, I know Kandla will be ramping and all this considered. So what sort of exit volumes are you targeting?
We don't usually give guidance on volume, but as you would have seen the run rate, we expect that to maintain or slightly improve going forward in Q2 and Q3. So yeah, we would definitely be close to 4 million, looks like. So we did 3.33, and as we had anticipated last year that there would definitely be a growth of 20% from where we were the previous year.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Ankur Shah from Quasar Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, can you throw some light on the distribution business? Because like you mentioned that now LPG is becoming, a good alternative use for industrial purposes. So can you throw some light which industries, are open to using, like except for the tile industry, where all in India we can actually, scout for pockets and go there and distribute? Can you just throw some light on that?
I think the ceramics business, as you mentioned, is a big user, but it's been used in paint shops, automotive, steel, number of wherever natural gas is being used in industrial applications. Petchems is another one. I think LPG has a number of industrial uses. I mentioned, as I said, steel, paint shops, in automotive. Petchems, these are sort of some of the alternative uses of LPG.
From a future growth expansion point of view, have we identified pockets from where, we will be further expanding this distribution business?
Yes.
Because what I understand, it is primarily Morbi. Apart from that, is there any scope?
We have also started supplying Himmatnagar, etc. So there are hubs, at the moment we are focused on Gujarat more, but we are supplying in Maharashtra, in West Bengal, to steel companies, to other companies which have energy requirement and are using alternative fuels like natural gas or whatever other fuel. Like even in our own terminals, we have replaced furnace oil fuel with LPG for generating, for heating our tanks. So there are multiple areas which are there.
Sure, thanks. And second question is on, sir, any outlook on the Kandla Gorakhpur execution? When will the throughput start?
Kandla Gorakhpur, I think, is what the NOCs say, that they expect the first phase to commission by end of December 24.
The work is progressing well. We also have no reason to believe otherwise. So should start January 25, phase 1 of KGPL. Work is full swing.
Okay, okay. Great, great. Congrats once again. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Yash Dedia from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Sir, just one question. Because of this geopolitical tensions that we are having with Qatar as of now, so do you see any risk on our business because of that, specifically related to both gas and liquid?
You know, we've been through this scenario many times in the past, at least 25 years that I've been associated with the LPG business and so on. There's been wars, there's been all sorts of things. I don't think so. I mean, definitely there has been an elevation of the prices and some kind of premiums on, you know, insurance and so on, which do affect shipping. But, I don't think it's going to be a major impact on the underlying business. You know, we might see some elevated prices for a short period of time, but generally I don't see a problem.
And what percentage of our event end sourcing would be coming from Qatar?
From Qatar specifically? Yes. I don't think Qatar is a major supplier. I mean, we buy cargo from everywhere. So Saudi, Qatar, from a whole bunch of sources.
Oman,
Oman, you know, so it's not, we're not specifically geared towards Qatar.
But would you have a rough estimate of the percentage business from that country?
It's basically AG or Arabian Gulf. It's never country specific.
Understood. And secondly, in terms of our, the growth plans from here on, so I think, earlier we were looking at 20-25% growth overall. So given that, we do have some projects, but a substantial amount of capacity expansion is not coming through. So how do you see growth panning out? So for example, in the gas division, we are not fully utilizing our capacity. So how do you see that ramping up in the coming year? And in terms of in liquid division, I think we are already there and the growth which is coming via CAPEX is not very high. So how do you see these capacity expansion projects, etc., sort of helping us grow in the revenue terms?
So if I understand your question correctly, you're asking that this 1,750 crore expansion program that we are currently executing, you're asking, is that going to contribute to our growth? Is that what you're asking?
No. So for example, so this 1,750 crore, I guess that is coming from end of next year, if I'm not wrong, impact of that. So that would not help us grow in the next financial year, for example. But in terms of the existing things that we are having in play, I think in liquid division, the capacity expansion which is happening is only less than 10% of our current capacity, and we are fully utilizing it already. And in gas, wanted to know how will the ramp up happen given that we are not utilizing it fully.
So let me take that. Liquid, we were 1.6 million. We should touch 2 million beginning next year. So that's 20%. So that's done. Liquid, 35% of EBITDA, 20%. That will bring the growth. As far as gas is concerned, we have always said that the assets are never, the capex or the throughput capacity is not put up to exhaust in 2-3 years. It gradually keeps increasing, and over a period of 7-8 years, it achieves 100% of the capacity that has been set up. So all our terminals except Mumbai, which has already reached its 100%, so be it Pipavav, Kandla, Haldia, we'll see two types of growth. One is a gradual natural growth, which per se LPG is witnessing, which is 12% in imports and 7% overall. So that will be the natural gas. However, there are several things in each of our three terminals which will also give step-up growth. For example, in Pipavav, when KGPL comes up and is commissioned end of December 24, which is in the next financial year, you will see a step-up growth over there. As far as Kandla is concerned, the more distribution, the more throughput, we are also connecting there in GLPL pipeline as well as KGPL pipeline, and the distribution will also, you will see step-up growth as and when these happen in the next year. And Haldia also. So whatever we are anticipating next year and whatever we are saying that we will see a growth of 25% year on year looks well on the horizon. So it is not that, only the new capex will bring the growth. But of course, definitely the new capex, like I said, liquid, everything is happening by FY24 and gas well before FY25. So those also will contribute. And as far as next year is concerned, of course, this new capex will play a bigger role in the growth of FY26 and FY27. So maturing of current assets, the growth of the current terminals and the new capex would lead us all the way to FY27. Like we always say that we see this visible now on the growth which we always say on our call.
And finally, sir, on the 1750 crore expansion, what kind of let's say a project IRR and equity IRR are we targeting?
See, it is like we our hurdle rate is always 15%, and we expect for every 100 rupees capex somewhere around 20% EBITDA. And we have said that in past, that because we will be geared or we will aim to gear at 0.6, the return of equity would then end up close to between 35% and 40%.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Harsh Beria, a professional investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for this opportunity and congrats for a good set of results. My first question is about our Gujarat Pipavav expansion. So I think Gujarat Pipavav, the port company, is investing some $90 million in building a new LPG terminal. So how does this business work? Do they then put up the terminal for bidding for and then we handle the logistics on their behalf, or does the port handle the logistics or the terminaling operations themselves?
Yeah, good question, and you're right. Both would happen parallelly. So we have already announced an expansion and a setting up of cryogenic terminal with a capacity of 45,000 metric tons in Pipavav. That would be timed with the jetty which the port is constructing, the LPG jetty. So, the KGPL pipeline, which also has a manifold in Pipavav, the VLGC jetty being constructed by Pipavav port, and the refrigerated terminal capacity of 45,000 metric ton, which is being set up by Aegis. So all three being set up by different people, for example, KGPL by the IHB and the jetty by Pipavav port and the cryogenic facility by Aegis. However, currently the Pipavav port has already upgraded its present jetty to berth VLGC. So it's not that we have to wait for VLGC to come till the new jetty is constructed. VLGCs have already started berthing at Pipavav port just a few months back. And just to add here, before all the three things, that is the KGPL pipeline, the VLGC jetty and the cryogenic, we have also constructed a very classic LPG rail gantry. And you can see in the news, it's breaking record every single month. Probably we would be filling up the highest number of rakes from a LPG terminal, from any LPG terminal in India from Pipavav. Close to 60-70 rakes a month are being filled up and dispatched all the way to north of India, which is landlocked. So that's how Pipavav is turning into a very good LPG center, so to say, to import and distribute LPG in India.
Thank you for answering this question in a lot of detail. It helps clarify our operations there. So, sir, what is the utilization of our Pipavav operations? Like, how much throughput would be doing on our static capacity in there?
We do not give that terminal-wise throughput volumes. We give overall volumes, but it is doing very well.
Perfect. My next question is about our distribution business. So, sir, we also have a joint venture with Itochu where we do sourcing for PSUs. We participate in tenders. But now that we also have a significant volume in distribution, so does the sourcing for this is done via our joint venture or do we buy directly from the open market at the ports?
Wherever we get it at a better price, we do that. So, yes, but our joint venture partners do help us in procuring LPG for our distribution business also. So, but it's not restricted only to the JV partner. There are other players from whom we do procure if we get it at a better price.
Okay, so the reason for asking this question was... So I want to understand how much of our sourcing volumes is for our own distribution setup versus what we do for other PSUs or participation for other PSUs.
The sourcing volumes which we give are entirely for others, not for our own distribution business. Because this is supplied by our company in Singapore. So what we buy for our distribution is directly from vendors other than our JV company. So it could be Itochu, it could be anybody else.
Okay. And my final question is, so we did a very big transaction a year back. We were expecting to do some announcement in other liquids and other chemical handling capabilities. But so far, what we have heard is largely expansion into liquid and more expansion into LPG. And it's good to hear that we are doing cryogenic LPG now. What is the business plan on other businesses for which we had such a big cash pile? Can you talk a little bit more about
that? Yeah, sure. We certainly are looking at and actually handling now increasingly different products which are, for example, more sustainable. There is a very special deal that we have entered into in Pipavav, for example, for handling renewable fuels. So a number of different initiatives are underway, but if you're referring to the new energy projects, or ammonia and things like that, we are still working on that, definitely the moment we actually have some concrete things to announce, we will be announcing that, but nothing concrete at the moment.
Perfect. And if I'm allowed one more, it just came to my mind. So we have announced our expansion in GNPT. Where one of the peers is also setting up or planning to set up an LPG unit. And if you look at how Aegis has moved in the past, we first move into liquids and then we go into LPG. Can you talk a little bit about the competitive landscape at JNPT?
Sorry, what was your question? Can you comment about what?
The competitive landscape at JNPT port.
We're not going to comment on other competitors' plans, except that we are focused on our liquid project, and we always assess on a day-to-day basis, but no real comments on what somebody else is doing.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for answering the questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rajesh Agarwal from Money Ore. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you. Please go ahead.
Sir, there's been recent announcement by the government of India or the state elections that the subsidies in LPG will increase and they will give more subsidy for LPG. for the cooking fuel. So will this help in our logistics volume?
Well, I mean, you know, the more subsidy they give, obviously, hopefully, if more LPG continues to be consumed because it's inexpensive, then we are happy because all the main national oil companies will be, you know, throughputting more volume through our terminal. So if the subsidy continues, then so be it. That's great.
And second question, the expansion which we are doing in all this LPG in Cryogenic, the tanks can be used for other gases also?
Yes. I mean, not simultaneously, obviously. Once a tank is commissioned for gas, for LPG, you have to use it for LPG. But, you know, if you empty it out, it is possible to convert it to other uses, as other gases of a similar nature. For example, propylene or ammonia, both could go into these infrastructure, into this type of infrastructure.
So it can have a multi-purpose use?
Yes, but not simultaneously, obviously.
And so last question, the recent pollution crackdown in Delhi or in Mumbai, we are hearing about it. So will it affect the LPG gases or our terminals in JNPT or in Mumbai?
Well, on the contrary, you know, that's one of the things we're very happy about, that the more we can push on sustainability and pollution, the more there will be a move towards cleaner fuels like LPG.
Okay.
So we're actually very happy about that.
And thank you. Thanks, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Dr. Amit Vora from the Homeopathic Clinic. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Sir, I see the gas margins better this time as compared to the last quarter, Q2 23. So any reason for that? Why do you see that?
We have always said that the margins would range between 2,500 to 3,500 on a blended basis. That's where it remains, you know.
Okay. The sales were less comparatively last year, but the margins are better. The EBITDA is better this year. So that's because of the throughput or the
increase also. Yeah.
Yeah. And any guidance for this financial year? As you said previously, also you may still maintain that 25% or 20 to 25% guidance as compared to last year.
Yeah, very much on the horizon. So fingers crossed. Yes.
Okay. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that will be the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Raj Chandaria for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. So as I reiterated in my opening remarks, the company continues to execute really well on the program that we have laid out. As I mentioned, also quarter to quarter, we remain vigilant to continue performance, but we have our eyes firmly on the big picture, which is that Aegis is now one of the leading infrastructure entities for India's energy requirements for LPG and also on the liquid side. And really, we remain confident that this momentum that we have picked up is going to continue for at least the next 2-3 years, as Murad has mentioned. So thank you very much for your continued interest in the company, and we'll speak again at the end of January. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Aegis Logistics Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thanks.